See, all that land belonged to the Indians before the Spaniards came. They came to the prairie searching for gold, demanding what did not exist. When Chief Vita Chuco explained there was none, DeSoto put irons on his wrist. Then Chief Vita Chuco had a great feast. He told tales across the campfire about the vast riches beyond the Suwannee. Told the Spaniards to search over there. Then the Indian knives met the big Spanish swords and were broken in the battle that night. Chief Vita Chuco slashed DeSoto's foot, but he lost his own life in the fight. And when DeSoto recovered, his rage was still high. He said, "Bring all those Indians to me." Then he slaughtered 1,200, laughed as they died. Then he marched on across the swamp. But the white men still wanted that lush prairie land. So they fought the new leader, King Payne. Colonel Dan Nuna brought troops to a lake. King Payne brought his warriors there too. He routed the soldiers, but he lost his own life. As Indians usually do. For the soldiers came back as they always returned, drove the Indians off of their land, fired 400 villages. Watch them all burn, and ended the struggle Vita Chuco began. North Florida, there's no more land for the white man to take. There's only a prairie named for King Payne and for Colonel Dan Newnan a lake. Now 400 years have gone. Tuco slash D Soda's face. Now white men are living on King Payne's prairie. They're sailboating on Dan Newman's lake. Thank you. I live over in Gainesville now, and a while back I went over to Waldo to catch the train, and they said the train don't stop in Waldo anymore. So I got more than mildly irritated and went home, wrote a song called The Orange Blossom Special, Don't Stop in Waldo Anymore. They immediately restored service to the train in Waldo.
It's running late, but it's there.
Well, the greatest train that ever run down American railroad track was the Orange Blossom Special, bringing my baby back. From New York to Miami, you could hear her whistle blow. But the Orange Blossom Special don't stop in Waldo anymore. She hauled oranges and she hauled people down that seaboard line. From 10 miles away back in the swamp, you could hear her whistle whine. See her old smokestack ablazing, watch them big steel drivers roll. But the Orange Blossom Special don't stop in Waldo anymore. You know, people line the railroad track, watch the old BS go by. She made grown men shiver and little babies cry. She shook the ground around small town 50 years ago. But the Orange Blossom Special don't stop in Waldo anymore. She took a lot of people from all of them Florida towns to the sights of New York City. She was the finest train around. But now the Amtrak's got her, she's diesel to the core. And the Orange Blossom Special don't stop in Waldo anymore. Well, look yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. I said, look yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. That's the Orange Blossom Special, bringing my baby back. Hey, Marty. Going down to Florida, gonna get some sand in my shoes. Yes, I'm going down to Florida, gonna get some sand in my shoes. I ride that Orange Blossom Special and lose these New York blues. Talk about your rambling. She's the fastest train on that line. I said, talk about your rambling. She's the fastest train on that line. She's that Orange Blossom Special, rolling down the seaboard line. Bye, Marty. Thank you. said the greatest train that ever run down American railroad track was that orange blossom special, bringing my baby back. Well, now the Amtrak's got her, she's diesel to the floor. But the orange blossom special don't stop Waldo anymore. No, that orange blossom special don't stop Waldo anymore.
Thank you all.
Thank you kindly. There is some life out there. Some of you know that Will McLean wrote a song many years ago about the great hurricane that hit Lake Okeechobee in 1927. We'd like to close out with that called "Lord, Hold Back the Waters of Lake Okeechobee." It was in the late 20s that there came a great flood. Drowned 4,000, their graves was the mud. There was nothing could withstand that great tidal wave. Now the ghosts of the land still cry from the grave. Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee, for Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. Sing along if you can. When the wild winds are blowing across Okeechobee, they're calling and seeking for other poor souls.
Lord, Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cool.
Seminoles left there in the haste and with speed. Their wise words of warning were given no heed. When the waters receded, great God, what a sight. Men, women, and children turned black as the night. Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee, for Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. When the wild winds are blowing across Okeechobee, they're calling and seeking for other poor souls.
Lake Okeechobee blue waters are cold.
Thank you.
Okeechobee is calm and serene. The land all around her is fertile and green, but the people get fearful when the wild winds roam. They look at that earth dam and they think of their home. Lord, I hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee, for Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. When the wild winds are blowing across Okeechobee, they're calling and seeking our other poor souls. Lord, Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold.
Thank you all, you're a great audience.
Well, I've already told you, all you have to do is spend $3 tomorrow. And we have three programs tomorrow, just like as terrific as these have been today. And they have been terrific, haven't they? Now, let's welcome two more terrific people, Dale Crider and Linda Bittner. Our very own Dale and our very own Linda.
Hello.
Is that tall enough?
Mm-mm. No one is more traditional folk music, I don't guess, particularly when it comes to the history of electronic music and the Carter family. Most of you, 40-ish, probably remember them. We'd like to sing one of their songs. It's about orange trees. And with Will and Don, all my friends getting you lined up on the Orange Blossom Special, Linda and I would like to sing Sweet Sunny South for you.
Take me back to the place where I first saw the light, to my sweet sunny south, take me home, where the mockingbird sings me to sleep every night. Oh, why was I tempted to roam? Take me back to the place where the orange trees grow, to my spot in the evergreen shade, where the flowers from river's green margins do grow and spread their sweet scent through the glade. Take me back to the place where I first saw the light, to my sweet sunny south, take me home, where the mockingbird sings me to sleep every night. Oh, why was I tempted to roam? The path to our cottage, they say, has grown dim, and the place is quite lonely around, and I know that the faces and forms I have known now lie in the cold, mossy ground. So yet I'll return to the place of my birth, where the children have played around the door, and they gathered wild blossoms that bloom in the path. They will echo our footsteps no more. Take me back to the place where I first saw the light, to my sweet sunny south, take me home, where the mockingbird sings me to sleep every night. Oh, why was I tempted to roam? Oh, why was I tempted to roam?
Thank you. Some of you may have heard that Linda and I are traveling around the state of Florida doing primarily endangered species songs that we're writing about panthers and bald eagles and manatees and things that are important because they've been here for so long. They're part of the life of Florida. And if you want to share those with us, you can tomorrow morning. We've got slides and a multimedia presentation that we're going to present tomorrow at 11:30 up at the auditorium, and again at 2:30 in the afternoon. We've kind of got a... Linda has taken slides that depict the lyrics of some songs, and we'd like to do a song now that we wrote a few years ago about the controversy of the weed-eating fish. Most of you know about the carp, and the grassy carp is a communist fish that was brought in from Asia to clean up all the water weed problems here in the state of Florida. And I work for the Game and Freshwater Fish Commission as a biologist, and I was involved with some of the speculation as to what this fish might eat. And it's been introduced in Florida illegally. Various places, research is going on. We'll kind of tell this little story with a tune called The Grassy Carp.
Don't go near the water, friend, the grassy carps are loose. Yesterday they ate my weeds, today they got my goose. Will this fishy water weed eater eat my willow tree roots? I don't even go near the water since they turned it loose. It surely caused a mighty hassle in the courts throughout the land. And I remember that case in Tallahassee when the fish got out of hand. With all the legal chatter, with the Game Commission's ban, they stocked every pond and puddle and stream throughout this land. And even though the vegetation, the weeds and sometimes trees showed up as the choicest part on which that fish would feed, well, nobody ever told this until that fish was free. And it took control of all the Swanee and threatens you and me. And every day I hope and pray a little help will come and catch up all the white amours and old meat and bum. So don't go near the water, friend, the grassy carps are loose. Yesterday they ate my weeds, today they got my goose. Will this fishy water weed eater eat my willow tree roots? I don't even go near the water since they've turned it loose. And every day I hope and pray a little help will come and catch up all the white amours, the phantom-eating bums. And catch up all the white amours, the phantom-eating bums.
Thank you very much. I'd like to do a song for you now that's an old favorite of mine, and Dale didn't write this. In fact, I'm not even sure who did, because it's an old traditional song. Some of you may know the song and want to sing along. You're mighty welcome to do that. This is for a couple of favorite people in the audience who taught me this song when I was a small child. It's called The Grandfather's Clock. Oh, my grandfather's clock was too high for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny, weighed more. It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born, and was always his treasure and pride. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. My grandfather said that of those he could hire, not a servant so faithful he found. It stood in its place and had but one desire, at the end of each day to be wound. Yes, it stood in its place, not a frown upon its face, and its hands never hung by its side. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, tick tock, tick tock, his life's seconds numbering, tick tock, tick tock. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. It rang an alarm in the still of the night, an alarm that for years had been dumb, and we knew that his spirit was preening for flight, that the hour of departure had come. Yet the clock kept the time with a soft and gentle chime as we patiently stood by his side. It stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, tick-tock, tick-tock, his life seconds numbering, tick-tock, tick-tock. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. Yes, it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died.
Thank you. We'd like to sing a song called Apalachicola Doing Time. It was one that we recorded on our Pioneer Ethics album. And recently, I think the Florida citizens might have scored another victory toward keeping the Apalachicola fairly natural. There's always been plans to dam it and convert it into some kind of a navigational waterway that has no fishery value, and most of us who like oysters get 90% of our oysters from that river shed, watershed. So we need to save the free-flowing Apalachicola just like we need to preserve the free-flowing Suwannee River and all the other very vital God creations here in the state of Florida, like rivers and lakes and wetlands. We'd like to sing you one called Apalachicola Doing Time.
When she leaves the dam at Chattahoochee, winding in the southern flow, easy on her way, another night or day, she'll finally reach the Gulf of Mexico. Apalachicola River, water in veins of our land, alligators in her swampy boulders are a part of nature's plan. Kill the word to protect her, call the technical sector, soften up the cry to drain the swamplands dry. Apalachicola litter wine, Apalachicola strong in mind, Apalachicola flowing fine, Lord, Apalachicola doing time. So as we turn the page of natural history, she's winding in the southern flow, nursing in her waves, oysters in the bays, this is just a part of nature's road. Apalachicola river, water in veins of our land, alligators in her swampy borders are a part of nature's plan. Give the word to protect her, call the technical sector, soften up the cry to drain the swamplands dry. Apalachicola let her whine, Apalachicola strong in mind, Apalachicola flowing fine, Lord, Apalachicola good time. Yeah, Apalachicola good time.
Thank you. We have a new album that we hope to have here tonight. We only have one copy of it. It's called Natural Cycles, and it's primarily about the systems of Florida, from a natural standpoint, the forest, and how they're solar energy collectors. And every time we cut a tree down, we're losing just that much energy storage. I don't know that we can live in a forest ecology here in the state of Florida, but it's not so bad here tonight on the banks of the Suwannee. We'd like to sing this title song for this. It's called Natural Cycles. You can sing along if you want.
Nature wonders, how much longer can man's plunder stumble alone? Natural cycles, beautiful cycles, natural cycles, carry me home.
One more time, sing it with us.
Nature wonders, how much longer can man's plunder stumble alone? Natural cycles, beautiful cycles, natural cycles, carry me home.
We'll do it a little bit faster, but that's the general idea.
Nature wonders how much longer can man's plunder stumble alone? Natural cycles, beautiful cycles, natural cycles, carry me home. Now what complications are in store for things like natural waters if we let our minds forget our pledge to keep them clean? That we'll keep in mind the rest of mankind that's coming around hereafter. These days of plenty, that's so many a-wasting in machines. But why care for those that no one knows in the generations after? And why should it be that we should leave a single natural tree? Should it concern me for their future? Cause I suck the current nurture from a technology test which may have warped my brain. Well, they say man's a creature of habit, he's no different from a rabbit. And every birth becomes accustomed to the need that before tomorrow beckons. Mother Nature, I reckon, decides what kind of animal she feeds. Nature wonders how much longer can man's plunder stumble alone? Natural cycles, beautiful cycles, natural cycles, carry me home. Now for those who feel defeated, claimed you're damaged or mistreated by what the Joneses are wasting with their time, if you move with such discretion toward Mother Nature's lesson, could it be that you might be the first in line? Put a little bit more nature in your mind. Nature wonders how much longer can man's plunder stumble alone? Natural cycles, beautiful cycles, natural cycles, carry me home. Natural cycles, natural cycles, natural cycles, carry me home. I'm an old mule, Skinner.
I've been in a lot of Kentucky mule skinners moved down here to Florida, and I came down here 16 years ago and started walking across the Everglades until they drained them and my legs were of no longer value. Started writing songs about water, hoping that we'd have more. Anyway, the mule skinner blues.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Shine. Do you need another mule skinner down on the seaboard line, down on the Suwannee, baby? Come on now. Oh, delay. What you doing today? Do you need another mule skinner
right down in that old mule skinning way. To be here with you, and we'll be back tomorrow. And I'd like to introduce Dr. Linda Bittner with the Governor's Council on Physical Fitness and the Capitol, and she has been very kind to keep up with this White Springs energy here tonight. Keep on flowing down the Suwannee, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
Now let's welcome our very own Florida troubadour, Gamble Rogers.
Hello, everybody. While I adjust this, I'd like to say what a fine festival we've had this year. There hadn't been a speck of rain. And you can't imagine how loose it makes all of us feel up here if we aren't standing undercover and with you all out there under garbage bags. It makes us... Just by blatant implication, it seems to improve the quality of the audience if they're not all clad in garbage bags. Bless your hearts. I did my workshop last year in a garbage bag. So I'd like to ask you to pull in just as close together in spirit as you can and take a deep breath and let it out. Get close together and let's see what we can do here. Took a nap between my workshop and this performance. I ain't never played this song this fast and got it clean before. It ought to be a pretty good set. I can tell you're putting on a few years when a half an hour nap is like a half a gallon of vitamin B1.
Yeah, what a pal, and her name was Sadie Brown. I'd take her out, we'd walk about when the moon was shining down. And the dear little miss, she would give me a kiss, and to her I would sing, Sadie, my little lady, oh, won't you be my ball and chain? Yeah.
Deputy Sheriff from DeKalb County, Georgia. That old boy arrested me.
Now he had every high performance accessory known to humankind on his county pursuit vehicle. He had Goodyear polyglass wide boot series 60 tires a foot and a half wide. With the big white letters on the side of each tire, it said, Redneck. He had mag wheels, hooker headers, cherry bomb resonators, Delco airlift pleasurizers, spring shackles, chrome tailpipe extensions, a four-speed gear shift, a high-rise manifold, a four-barrel carburetor, and a Le Mans racing stripe. On his Massey Ferguson tractor, he got off that thing, he swaggered up to me, said, Son, don't you be talking spiteful and nasty and mean at me like none of them hippy-dip communist punks come through here every day from Macon. Driving them Volkswagen microbotic buses with all them sleeping bags and chemical commodes in the bed of them like some kind of mobile orgy. I was writing out a ticket to one of them long-haired fruits. He leaned out the window, he said, Baby, give me five cheeseburgers and a Coke. I pulled him out of that contraption, chucked his tail through a Wake Up America billboard. Now, this was some kind of heavy dude I was talking to. I'd say by the clothes he was wearing that he was a primitive man. Why, he had on a breech clout made out of two Fruhoff mud flaps. Wearing a styrofoam pith helmet with an STP decal in the front. Tom McCann penny loafers with quarters stuck in the top. And he was well armed in the tradition of the Georgia law. Over his bare chest, he had two 45 caliber bandolier belts with the cartridge loops alternately stuffed with Havatampa jewels and Slim Jims. A shoulder holster made out of a PF sneaker with a toe cut out. Carrying an axe handle, personally autographed by Lester Maddox. He said, Boy, I ain't gonna give you no ticket. You're a homeboy. I'll let you off with a traffic warning citation. Now, in DeKalb County, those warning citations printed up in the form of bumper stickers. He went back and he got me a citation, licked the back of it one time. Slopped it over my car. I went back and read it later on. It said, Eat more possum. So if any of you good people are around Gwinnett, Calhoun, Clayton, or DeKalb County, Georgia, be careful. Them old boys will flat tear you up.